With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A weaker than expected August jobs report is raising hopes that a Fed interest rate cut could just be around the corner.
America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. Economists had been expecting more than 76,000 new jobs. And what's more, June's numbers were revised downward, reflecting a loss of jobs for the first time in almost 4 years. All of this increases speculation the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate, perhaps by a quarter point, perhaps even more, when policymakers meet in just over a week. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A major protest in D.C. Saturday with thousands coming out against the federal takeover of policing.
They marched across Washington, D.C. in one of the largest demonstrations against President Donald Trump's federal takeover of policing in the nation's capital. Protesters marched over 2 miles from Meridian Hill Park to the Freedom Plaza near the White House to rail against the fourth week of National Guard troops and federal agents patrolling D.C. streets. The president justified the action last month as a way to address crime and homelessness in the city, even though city officials have noted that violent crime is lower than it was during Trump's first term in office. Bill Alexander, Washington.
In remarks at the White House dinner Friday night for Republican members of Congress, President Trump said the lawmakers were the first group to see the newly paved White House Rose Garden.
We call it the Rose Garden Club, and it's a club for senators, for congresspeople, and for people in Washington, and frankly, people that can bring peace and success to our country.
The debut of updated COVID-19 vaccines has gotten off to a slow start in many states. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. insisting that everyone who wants a shot can get one, but told the Senate committee hearings that it depends on the states. This is SRN News. Is America getting more rude? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A lot of people think so. According to a Pew Research Center poll, 47% of adults say unkind behavior is on the rise in this country. 44% say it's about as bad as it's always been. And what behaviors bug people the most? The Pew study finds Americans are most unhappy with people who curse out loud in public places, wear clothing with obscenities on it, blast loud music, bring their dog to the office, or smoke around others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the northern city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's shrinking Christian population. Most of Mosul's small population of believers fled when ISIS launched its offensive in 2014. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Pope Leo XIV is ready to canonize the first millennial saint.
For many, Carlo Acutis was an ordinary kid who did extraordinary things. He played soccer and loved animals, but he also brought food to the poor, attended Mass daily, and got his less-than-devout parents back to church. His most well-known tech legacy is the website he created about Eucharistic miracles. The site compiles information about the 196 seemingly inexplicable events over the history of the church related to the Eucharist. Acutis used his technological talents to spread the faith, before he died at age 15 of acute leukemia in 2006. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Attorneys for Immigration and Customs Enforcement say they intend to send Kilmar Abrega-Garcia to the African nation of Eswatini after he expressed a fear of deportation to Uganda. For his part, Abrego-Garcia has filed an application for asylum in the U.S. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.